Hello, my name is Richard, and I attended the University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I've now been living in Taiwan for several decades. So I want to offer some comments on the recording of the first announcer for our Taiwan Perspectives, Part 4, Lessons from the Mexican-American War. What I've noticed here, it's of course a very good recording and very professional. So that's quite nice. Now, as I understand, these recordings are done by the announcer in their own studio. This entire script is fairly long, because YouTube has the 15-minute limit, which we want to stay inside. So it may be the case that the announcer was given the instructions to sort of speed things up. And I realized that later, when the actual video is produced, it's possible for the producer who's doing all the images and everything to actually, insert additional pauses and things. But even so, I thought, since the announcer's doing this in his own studio, if I felt that there was maybe a need for a pause at this point, I just went ahead and stuck in the pause using a green background and, the PAUSE. So I think maybe that's a half a second or 0.4 of a second or whatever you think, kind of suitable in terms of, normal speech patterns. But I thought maybe a little pause was needed in those places which are marked pause. So I've explained my point of view in that regard. And then I've used yellow to mark the words which I think maybe need to be redone. The word file I'm using is mex-am-war-r-a1a. So the ending there, a1a, is the first announcer and the first revision. A1a. Whatever. Okay, so here, in the first paragraph, I've marked the word dictatorial. I believe the pronunciation would be dictatorial. So, moving on down, as an independent state, I think this was mistakenly recorded as was an independent state, but it should be as an independent state. And then a couple lines down, as a territorial ownership dispute. As a territorial ownership dispute. And then going on down to the things I've marked in yellow. In this way, the military occupation of Tampico, Mexico began. So, Mexico began. Okay. And here, what for me is page 4, at the top, on goods from Mexico or any part thereof. So I think there was accidentally an additional the put in here. But in addition to just saying on goods from Mexico, the or any part thereof should be, sort of connected. I mean, that's talking about Mexico. On goods from Mexico or any part thereof. So, and then down here we have the two seems to be missing. And before that, ceased. That ceased to be in a foreign country. Okay. And then a couple paragraphs down. public or private property. That sort of needs to be together. Public or private property. And then the next line is promulgate. Promulgate an entirely new code. Promulgate. And here, there's a difference between secede, which is like what the states did in the Civil War, and what we're talking about here, which is cede, which means like, you know, Spain ceded Puerto Rico to the United States after the Spanish-American War. So here we're using the word cede, and then the past tense here, which for me is at the bottom of page 4. Ceded. And then Mexican forces had been defeated. Had been. Okay. And then on the next page, a result. A result. I think maybe that was mistakenly recorded as the result. Should be a result. Okay. Moving on down here. Again, bottom of page 5. Ceded. Ceded in the peace treaty. And here on page 6, in which all, maybe that sort of, you know, flows better. And then autonomy in dealing, that sort of needs to flow better. Autonomy in dealing. So further down here on page 8, near the bottom, I believe the pronunciation is electorate, local electorate. And then here, military governor over Taiwan territory. That needs to, you know, sort of flow together. Military governor over Taiwan territory. And then the next line is fulfill this role. Fulfill this role. Okay, so those are my comments. Of course, as I said at the beginning, it's a very good job. And these are just some, you know, minor issues. And I didn't, you know, say anything about the pauses because I figured you would know how to deal with those. Okay, so thank you very much. And these are the end of my comments.